I must say that I never knew that Reginald had friends of color, but it seems that during his time in Durban, he has collected some Asian friends, and of course we welcome them today on this special day that we celebrate the coming together of two sweethearts, Reginald and Cheryl. It's so nice to have you both here and all. I now call upon the best man, Michael Nyker. Please, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, Charles, or is that Mr. Charlie? In my language, we'd address you as Makri. Look that up in any Hindustani dictionary, bro, then give me a call, right?
We'll do jolly good.
Reginald and I go back about 1 year's passing, I tried so hard to keep that all from committing to like one sticky, man. But I think Cheryl had one set of vice grips on his balls, the other one on his fucking wallet, like, you know. I want to take this opportunity to thank the auntie who did the flowers. With your artistic flair, you all managed to kill all the conversation at the tables, man, because now nobody can check who's on the other side, like. Anyway, before I continue, I just want to say that that the big screen TV is from me, bro. So y'all who brought that towels and cutlery sets and salad bowls, y'all can fuck off, right? Reg, I even threw in one porno DVD, bro, to help you get that frosty auntie wetter than a beach umbrella in a monsoon, bro. And on that big screen, the puna check 6 feet tall, man. And you got surround sound too, like, so. So when you got one, like, close up on the punda, man, you can hear the auntie's toes clenching behind you, like.
thanks. Mike, can we?
I hope you all had a good time last night, man, at that bachelor party. Yeah, where I come from, bro, we carry on that shit for weeks, man. But y'all only give me one night, so I hope y'all had a good time. I know Reggie, did he, Reggie? You know, don't worry, Reg, man. I got one connection at the 1 hour lab, man. He's gonna develop those shorts in 45 minutes, bro. No, man, don't look so shocked, man. In fact, Moon's not gonna charge for the thing. In fact, he's gonna deliver those photos before the Zed arrives, man. No, I know, bro. No need for words, bro. You're my charox, eh? What I tune you? I ain't Mike's Yokazi, man. You don't got to worry about nothing, man. Don't try put one stitch in time when the boss is bolted, right? Just relax, man. Ain't Mike is here to convey blessings on y'all.
Oh, God, I'm ruined.
Hey, what's ruined, Ixer? You had a better time than anybody last night, right? True O's.
Yay!
It was a great time last night, man. I don't know what the steak he's got up to at that tea, this thing. But O's went thermonuclear, bro, I'm telling you. And like I say, Reg was a leader of happiness, man. That old charged right in, man. No hesitations, no trepidations, no nothing, man. And it was only like one hysterical time when he dedicated Who Let the Dogs Out to his bride-to-be, man. We only fucking laughed, man. Man, I tell you, I was paralytical, man. But one thing I respect about Reg is that old doesn't just chun-chun, man. The old was all about action. No word of lie, man. Bravest O in the room last night, man. Anyway, hope you all had a good time last night, because the main course will be served. Although Reg had more than his fair share at that punda buffet last night, right, Oz? He went down on that prostitute like a puppy at supper time, man. Only he was wagging his tail in the front, man. Anyway, dearly beloved, that's all from me. Hope you all had a good time, and remember, there's no dop like free dop, so tuck in, man. Enjoy, and then for those of you interested, there's rugby in a pub down the passage. And after that, we're going to have some drag racing and a sound off in the car park. I'll check you later.